Okay, switching gears. So you say your vegetables seem a little meh. How about taking here now resident chef Kathy Gunn's suggestion and roasting them? She joins us in the studio. Kathy, tell us more.
So it's that time of year when things aren't looking particularly sexy. You go to the store.
You mean vegetables. I mean, like us.
Sorry, specifically vegetables, Robin. Let's focus here. You know, there are those root vegetables that have been sitting in somebody's root cellar for a few months. But you can bring them to life by roasting them. And I'm going to take you through a few unusual dishes. The first one is a radicchio salad. Now, radicchio is an Italian chicory. It's in the chicory family. It's in season now through April. I brought you a raw radicchio because that is, I think, one of the most stunning vegetables you'll find this winter. It's maroon and white. This is a Verona, which is a roundish one. There's also a radicchio called Treviso. You can use either one, but it's these purple leaves and white ribs, and it looks like an Italian still life, doesn't it? Now, the characteristic of radicchio is bitterness, which for a lot of people, they're like, eh, why would I want to eat something bitter?
But it's so fresh.
Right? That raw radicchio. And you can get that all winter. And this is a bitterness that's pleasing. When you roast the radicchio at like 475, it burns on the edges and it gets subtler and sweeter, but it does still maintain the bitterness. So what I do is I have these beautiful, almost burnt radicchio wedges, and I put them on top of an herbed ricotta mixture. So you have creamy with some fresh herbs. Then I drizzle it with honey. So you have bitter and sweet and creamy. Grate a little lemon zest. And then I toasted hazelnuts, which are meaty and crunchy, and they add texture and color. This is my number one absolute favorite winter salad right now.
This is amazing.
I just love it.
The bitterness, I mean, there's a substance to it. There's a depth to it, but that bitterness is gone.
Yeah, exactly. And then the honey offsets it. And then those crunchy, meaty hazelnuts kind of make anything taste better.
Wonderful.
So I love that. Now, the second dish I brought is kind of a take on the same idea, but quite different. I roasted a cabbage. Now, we've talked about cabbage before. These are small wedges. Again, high temperature. What happens to the cabbage is it loses that kind of raw bite that you find in coleslaw that many people find disagreeable. And it also sweetens and mellows. And I serve this very wonderful roasted cabbage with a chive mustard caper vinaigrette. So the saltiness of the capers, that little bit of creamy mustard, the fresh green flecks of the chive, you won't feel like it's the middle of winter and you're suffering in any way, shape, or form.
This is not, and God bless them, but this isn't your grandmother's cabbage. You know, I used to go to my grandmother's apartment building and you smelled it before you got out of your car.
Absolutely.
Right.
This is definitely not.
Yeah.
However, I bet your grandmother would love it.
Yeah. Delicious. So those are two unique dishes. We'll have the recipes at herenow.org. But just when things start to turn in the drawer, what's the best way to just get the best out of them?
You know, the thing is that the root vegetables last for quite a while. So let's say you have some carrots, or you have parsnips, or Brussels sprouts, or baby turnips. You can take these, brush them with olive oil, good sea salt, and pepper, and roast them. So that part, sure, you understand that. But then what do you do? I would like to suggest that you think of it almost like a pizza, where you're going to use that as the base, let's call it the dough, and you're going to put different toppings on. So you could start by thinking about interesting spices. What if you roasted it with some cinnamon or cumin or za'atar? What if you added spicy harissa? What if you topped it with a dollop of yogurt or crumbled feta cheese? In other words, we're building flavors here. Crunchy pumpkin seeds on top of roasted broccoli or broccolini or cauliflower. Fresh sage leaves on top of roasted butternut or winter squash wedges. Basically, you're taking your simple roast vegetable recipe and you're adding colors and textures and flavors, because in the winter, we crave this so much. Our plates tend to look blah, as you said.
Yeah.
So anything with color, the white of feta cheese sprinkled on top of roasted carrots, a drizzle of maple syrup to bring out the natural sugars in these vegetables, you know, a sprinkle of fresh chopped basil, which you can find all winter long, grated lemon zest or lime zest. Suddenly, these vegetables that are just sitting there saying, hello, do something with me, become lively and almost spring-like.
What vegetables? Are there any two you wouldn't put together in a roast?
The only problem is vegetables that cook at different temperatures. Essentially, you can put anything together that appeals to you, but if you are roasting, let's say, a carrot, which is dense, it's going to take a lot longer than a tiny little Brussels sprout. So you just test it and you take out whatever's done ahead of time. But no, there's no rhyme or reason to this. There's no way that you're going to go wrong with this. That burnt radicchio salad sort of transcends winter and the idea of just limited possibilities.
It is so good.
I'm so glad you like it.
It could be an hors d'oeuvre. You know, people could pick it with their hands. It could be a dessert.
Absolutely. I'm with you. Yes.
So good. So, well, just fantastic as always and so easy. Thank you, Kathy Gunst.
And they can be made ahead.
Great. We'll have all the recipes at herenow.org. Kathy, as usual, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
And with apologies for the eating sounds, I'm sorry.